This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Kate Pierce, CIO and CISO of North Country Hospital in Vermont. Kate, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
It's certainly a pleasure to join you, Laura.
I know we'll talk a lot about some of the big trends in healthcare and technology that's really on your doorstep, but before we dive into our discussion, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background.
Certainly. I was born and raised in Vermont. I've always considered myself kind of a geek at heart. I have undergraduate degrees in math, computer science, and education, and a master's in managing innovation and information technology. I actually joined the military right out of high school and as a member of the Army. I was in the military intelligence division and working with electronic warfare, et cetera. But I actually got my first taste of healthcare during that time. I actually was in an accident and ended up spending about 2 months in the hospital. And I just became really intrigued with how the systems worked and all of those healthcare workers that work so tirelessly to take care of the patients in the facility. And a few years later, when I had my first child, she was about 2 years old and ended up spending about 2 months in a facility with some autoimmune disorders. And I just remember how scary it was for myself as a parent and for my child, and just how daunting the whole system was as a young parent. So it was those kinds of things that kind of really drew me into healthcare and really wanting to make a difference in making things easier and simpler for all of us. So when I moved back to the area where I grew up, I actually had an opportunity to join this local hospital, and I started there 20 years ago this month.
That's fabulous. And, you know, what a great journey for you from the IT side and really being focused there and then seeing the healthcare system and seeing what needs to be done and some of the great opportunities there. And so, you know, coming full circle to your current role, I'm sure that was very exciting and gratifying for you.
Yeah, it really feels like, you know, this is where I've reached my true calling and really hope to make a difference in the lives of the people in our community just through the technology that our system uses. For the last 5 consecutive years as a community hospital, we've actually been named to Healthcare's Most Wired, and I think that's a great honor for a facility our size.
Absolutely. That's really impressive. And, you know, considering just the success that you've had in bringing up this, you know, a community hospital and really making sure that it's able to serve patients in the best way possible, what are some of the biggest things that you're following in healthcare today?
Well, I'd say COVID really accelerated our move to virtual care, and the move to telehealth over the last year and a half has been really enhanced by the relaxing of some regulatory requirements that were previously there. And I think that virtual care is going to be here to stay, and it's a wave of the future, especially in a remote environment like ours that has some severe weather in the wintertime at times where patients can't make it into our facilities. You know, I see a big explosion there, and I see that continuing as we move forward in healthcare. Just allowing people in a community that's remote like ours to have access to healthcare from institutions like Dartmouth or other institutions that have a large number of specialties that we don't have access to within our community, just making that convenient for patients, I think is a big enhancement that's here to stay. A couple of the other things I think we've seen in the last year, as the 21st Century Cures Act continues to move forward, we're going to see a lot more in the interoperability between systems. So we, over the last 10 to 20 years, as meaningful use took place, we create a lot of silos. And silos not just for our health systems, but for our patients. So every EHR having its own independent patient portal and things like that have created these silos. And I think we're finally at a place where we're going to begin to see those break down. And I think the 21st Century Cures Act is helping to move us forward in that realm. And I'd say one of the last one I want to talk about is security. And if nothing else, COVID really has shown that our healthcare systems are vulnerable. These cyber attacks have continued to grow and increase, and the more we've moved our information online, it makes it increasingly critical that we continue to be able to access that. As a facility that's in a rural area, the nearest other facility to us is over 40 miles away. So when I think of that from a patient's perspective, if we can't keep our systems online, we can't keep our facility functioning, we can't just merely divert them to the next facility. It's too far, and it can mean the difference between life and death for our patients. So I think cybersecurity is one of the areas that we're going to have to continue to get better and grow over the next few years.
Got it. I think that's so interesting, and what a great point in terms of looking at, you know, the virtual care side of things, making sure you're connected not only with patients, but with other specialists at larger institutions, and then the interoperability. I know that's so important for patients as well as clinicians. And I know there's a lots of ins and outs there too. So when you think of your position as the community hospital and what's available to you in terms of the resources to make some of these big things happen, are there any challenges or concerns that you foresee either within the interoperability side of things or in a general terms, the security side, when you kind of know what needs to happen, but there may not be the resources to do it the way that you 100% would like to, if that makes sense?
Oh, it definitely makes sense. I mean, obviously, resources are always a huge constraint, especially in a small area like ours. But we've been so fortunate to have some really talented folks on our IT team, as well as our informatics and biomedical team. Just so fortunate to be able to find resources like that in our community. But I think with that, the remote workforce kind of makes the world a little bit smaller. We're seeing more and more managed care services that will help us to reach those talent pools, if you will, even within a small community. It's kind of shrinking the lines, right, between the resources that you need and making them available to you no matter where you are. So I think we're going to continue to see that grow as we move forward. As far as like financial resources, it's always a struggle as a small hospital, and it'll just be interesting to see how the government chooses to move us forward, I guess, to make us sustainable. We're seeing more and more critical access hospitals close their doors and shutter up, and it'll be interesting to watch how that evolves over the next decade or so.
Absolutely. It's definitely just such an interesting trend. And I know you mentioned earlier in the conversation, it can be a matter of life or death in terms of making sure people have access to care within a certain distance of their homes and not necessarily transferring all the time. So, you know, it definitely seems like a vital issue that has to be addressed sooner rather than later.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully we'll see some positive movement over the next few years.
Got it. So when you're looking at your teams in particular in IT for North Country Hospital, how do you anticipate your role and your teams will change based on some of the trends that we've talked about?
Well, for our facility, we are moving more and more to a cloud-first strategy. So rather than housing all of the infrastructure on site for in our server room, we've moved to a lot of SaaS-based models for our software. So as systems are due for replacement or up for renewal, we do look cloud-first. I just feel that as a small facility, if we can take advantage of those systems, the larger facilities that are able to provide more stringent controls and more security, et cetera, within their data centers, it doesn't make sense for us to continue to be a data center business. We're a healthcare business, and we need to let the people who are in the technology business do what they do best so that we can do what we do best. You know, for our facility, we're going to continue to move to the cloud as much as we can whenever it seems reasonable. Over the next few months, we're going to be undertaking a system change. So we're moving to a new EHR platform. And so that's going to take up probably the most of our next year, making sure that that's a smooth transition. And beyond that, I think we're going to be setting a firm foundation for our ability to grow to meet the the regulatory changes coming up to enhance our ability to care for patients in our community.
Got it. Absolutely. That's so interesting. Kind of the mix of, as you mentioned, moving towards the cloud and cloud first applications. And then also, I'm sure it's just a huge challenge to change and bring in a new EHR and reset kind of everything that not only the IT team has been working on, but then the clinicians as well are familiar with one system and moving to another system, I'm sure can be a challenge in some respects. You know, when you look at all of those things, is there any skills or, I guess, different roles that you're hoping to add to your team in the future?
Well, we kind of revamped our IT team about a year ago just to kind of set ourselves up for the IT team of the future. We're doing more and more education and training for our staff on the security realm. I think that's going to become one of those areas that it's difficult to find and retain staff. So why not take the staff you have that have the talent in mind for IT and train them on the security aspects. So I think we'll continue to see that piece grow. We also have a pretty strong informatics team. So for them to be able to support our end users as we go through this change, I think that's going to be a big focus for us over the next year as well. As we move forward, we're going to be in a great position to continue to support our community.
That's great to hear. And now, before we wrap up our conversation, I have one more question for you. I'm sure that you get a lot of technologies, applications, and pitches coming across your desk. What are some of the most interesting things that have stood out to you in recent days?
Oh, wow. I think that's a very difficult question to answer. But if I were to narrow it down, I'd say the things that I think are interesting are all of the ways in which we are moving forward to engage our patients. I see those as true advancements for this generation. It's giving them more control over their health care. I remember the days when, you know, it was the doctor's job to make sure that I was healthy, but now it's becoming more and more it's each individual's responsibility to control their health. And these apps that we're seeing are helping to motivate people and keep them informed about how they're doing with their health care. So I think we live in a great time, and seeing those types of technologies like, you know, Fitbits and all those different devices that are in the hands of our patients are continuing to move us forward, hopefully to a much healthier generation. I think we're also going to see a lot with the trends in all the various APIs and having to connect those APIs within the systems. It's really going to enhance our ability to share that information and get it into the hands of the providers as they're seeing their patients, making sure they're staying informed. So it's going to be a really interesting few years to come for sure. Between that and all the AI apps and machine learning, there's just a tremendous happening in the world of technology, and that's what keeps me so interested even 20 plus years later.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been a really fantastic discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Okay, well, thanks for having me, Laura, and for the opportunity to meet with you today.